the months after the expulsion, the stake took several more steps to complete the removal. They paid the islanders for their homes. Most received $100. They sold the island to the highest bidder for $1,650, and the state donated the school to another island. But there was one other thing to take care of, the graveyard. In what might be the strangest act of all, they moved the remains in the graveyard. 17 bodies were dug up, placed in 5 caskets, then shipped by train to the main school for the feeble-minded and reburied.
Harold Murphy, November 1912. George Griffin, November 1912. Hannah Marks, November 1912. Elizabeth Darling, November 1912.
I'm walking among the Malaga Island gravestones at Pineland, formerly the school for the feeble-minded. Each grave is marked with a name and a date. November 1912, the year the bodies were reburied.
The 5 children of H. Griffin, November 1912. Roxanna and Ellen Griffin, November 1912. Lucy
G. They just had to believe that anything, could happen like that.
Phil Blake is the president of the New Gloucester Cemetery Association. They maintain this graveyard. Phil points to the arrangement of the gravestones. Something doesn't look right.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the 3 lumped together.
When a crew from the school met the train carrying the Malaga remains, they were surprised to find 5 caskets. They'd only dug 3 holes. Based on the spacing of the gravestones, Phil thinks it's possible they combined the remains even more. 17 bodies in 3 graves.
And it just seems so callous to dig up graves and just basically just dump the bones or remains all into one. I just feel it, once somebody is in the ground, that's their final resting place. They should be left alone.
Phil says hardly anyone visits the graveyard, and he's never seen any flowers or remembrances placed at the Malaga graves. But there is a granite marker that commemorates the islanders.
The people living on Malaga Island, New Meadows River, Maine, were relocated. The people buried on the island were moved to Pineland Cemetery.
That's Elaine Gallant from North Yarmouth, Maine. She put the marker here without permission.
And when I first started writing that, I was like more mad. And I wanted to say they were dug up and brought to Poundland, But then I decided that I should make it more respectful. First of all, because it's on state land, and I didn't want them to remove it. And also, just because it's nicer, just to say we're relocated.
And so when you learned that story, what did you say to yourself?
It's terrible. I mean, terrible that somebody would take somebody's home in their village and just tear it up and say, you can't live here anymore. And I just think it's terrible.
To pay for the marker, Elaine asked her mom and sister for money. She got a donation from the New Gloucester Historical Society, and then, in the pouring rain, Elaine and her brother placed the stone at the head of the graveyard in 1998. It's remained here ever since.